So it is women's semi-finals action on the go. It has been quite an epic game match. It's been taken 2 hours and 18 minutes, but it looks like Aryna Sabalenka is on the verge of booking her spot in the final at the French Open. She is 5-love up in the third and final set against defending champion Iga Swiatek. Sabalenka took the first set 7-6. Swiatek hit back in the second, winning that one 6-4, but Sabalenka has dominated the third set and is 5-love up and is 15-40 up. So she has a couple of match points there. Later on, local hopeful Lois Boussan will take on number 2 seed Coco Gauff. Boussan has beaten 3rd seed Jessica Pegula and 6th seed Mila Andreeva on the way to that semi-final, although Coco Gauff has dropped just one set on her way to the semi-final. So it should be a good encounter there, the wild card up against the 2nd seed. Moving to running news ahead of the Comrades Marathon on Sunday. Women's two-time defending champion Gerda Steyn is primed and ready to go. She currently holds both the up and down run record, but says that she's still learning as she goes.
I've won the race 3 times, but still today, my goals keep changing. My approach to the race keep changing. I'm learning. I'm still a student as well of the race, but I also understand that performance comes first. So for me, it is about getting out there and getting the most out of myself. Before I think about anything else, before I think about how tough the race is or how strong my competition is, I think about how can I get the most out of Gerda? How can I be better than I was this time last year? So that's how I approach the race.
And once again, Gerda Steyn will be the one to beat in the women's race. Finishing with cricket news now. England's selector of the men's side, Luke Wright, says Jofra Archer could make his first test appearance in over 4 years next month. The fast bowler is not in the squad for the opening match of the series against India, though all-rounder Jamie Overton's in for the first time in 3 years. Archer's been badly affected by injuries in recent years, but Wright says a plan's in place to bring him back into the test setup.
The idea for him is to play for Sussex against Durham, I think on the 23rd, is during the first test, actually. So he'll play for Sussex if all things go well. And then if things go well, then fingers crossed, he should be available for second test.
Well, that's all from me for today for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.